It's an emerging area. It's been emerging for several years, but it's becoming increasingly important as practitioners that we start taking note of this for our own practices and for our own clients. I think you all will start receiving phone calls on some of the issues if you haven't already received them, and you will probably deal with them, some of the issues, in the next 5 years, I would expect, if not sooner. Whether it's through an administrative action or in a litigation context. Again, we're focusing on the regulatory and ethical considerations for handling sensitive electronic information, but we're really going to try to tie this back to you and what are some of the ethical considerations for you personally in your law practice.
You know, one thing I want to add before Adrian gets started here is, when we hear things like cybersecurity and data privacy, we often hear them tied to like really sophisticated James Bond kind of stuff. And we tend to think that it's over our head or that it doesn't apply to us because, you know, we just don't deal with that. And one of the things that Adrian and I both see a lot of in our practice and that you're going to hopefully see come out through this discussion is, this really comes home to all of us in a lot of real-world ways. It's not always someone interfering with our elections or hacking satellites or, you know, really crazy stuff like that. A lot of times it's just people clicking on the wrong kind of emails, producing the wrong kind of information, you know, or throwing stuff in the trash can when it needs to be in a shred bin, that kind of thing. And so, you know, I get that it's easy to tune this kind of stuff out. I know a lot of people who do it, and that's good for our business. But this really does come home for all of us in our daily work.